SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
For Elmar Spring, a dedication to fitness has become a lifelong pursuit. The endurance athlete had trained for years to prepare his body to withstand the brutal rigours of Ironman races, until he says one day his healthy condition changed unexpectedly.
I had a cardiac arrest watching the Tour de France on my sofa. Directly I started thinking, what's going on now? So can I go back to work? Can I go back to sport? If I look back to that time when it was really close, only like 12 hours to live, if I look back now, I'm really happy to be alive.
2 years later, as Elmar continued to struggle with his heart condition, doctors told him he could have as little as one day to live. He says at this point, only medical devices were keeping his heart pumping until an emergency transplantation saved his life.
The heart transplantation, yeah, it means everything to me. Otherwise, I would be on a graveyard since more than 10 years now. So mentally, it was really a hard time, but I didn't give up.
Since the procedure, Elmar has fought hard to regain his fitness and return to racing ultra-distance events. He's now set to represent his country, Germany, in the World Transplant Games in Perth.
It's important that people see what people can do after heart transplantation, and that's really important. Yeah, if you have a healthy heart, then you can train, and then the output of the training, you can see what I'm doing now.
The Games will see some 1,500 organ donors and recipients from around the world take part. Transplant Australia's CEO Chris Thomas says the event celebrates the resilience of transplant recipients in overcoming adversity.
Our transplant recipients coming to the World Transplant Games can demonstrate through the power of sport the life that they can now lead, and hopefully that will encourage more Australians to register as an organ donor. And so we wanted to make sure that the message gets out there to all of Australia, to everyone from a diverse background, because it's so important for those people to also opt into donation to actually help someone from that community to receive a transplant.
In Australia, around one-third of people are registered as organ donors. But last year, only 54% said yes when asked to consider the option in a hospital setting. Comparatively, the country sits just outside the top 20 in donations made per million people.
We really need to now reset the conversation, with the Australian public and in our hospital system. And we need to encourage more people to register as an organ donor. And it doesn't matter whether or not it's an opt-in system like we have in Australia at the moment, or if it's an opt-out system. What we learn through all the different systems, the crucial point is that the families who are beside that patient at that bedside, at that point in time, they need to be brought along on the journey and they need to be supportive of organ donation.
Perth's Gil Napolio Afonso will be representing Australia at the Games in the football competition. He was just 12 years old when he was diagnosed with chronic kidney failure. The illness left him dependent on 12 hours of dialysis treatment per day. He says it took 2 years before he received a kidney transplant.
It gave me a second chance in life and made me not take life for granted. And actually it makes me a bit stronger as growing older, because you, as an adult, be like, okay, if I was a kid and I could go through that stuff, what makes me think I can't go through anything else?
Gil is hoping his story can encourage others to consider making the choice to register as a donor.
If giving something to someone to help them live a more longer life, then why not? You know what I mean? Like, that's why I'm part of these games as well, to raise awareness, to help other people reach out, make more people donate as well, yeah.
The opening ceremony for the Games will be held on Sunday. Tom Stainer, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work?
to feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.